I'm Bill Radke, and you're listening to The Record on a cloudy 63-degree August day in Seattle. You know, summer. So here's a little summer reading to go along with that from Book Lust author Nancy Pearl with KUOW's Marcy Silman.
So Nancy Pearl, I'm about to embark on vacation.
Yes.
And I am in search of a really good read. And I'm hoping that you've brought something in that might be it.
I did. And this is a book that was originally published in 2000. It has just been reissued by City Lights, the San Francisco publisher. And it's called The Last Samurai by Helen DeWitt. And I still have my 2000 hardback because I loved it then. And rereading it, I loved it again. It's just one of the best novels that I've ever read. It's one of those novels that demands participation by the reader. I mean, you have to not only buy into the main characters, who are a mother, Sibylla, and her 6-year-old son, Ludo, but you have to buy into all of Ludo's brilliance and his absolute desire to find out who his father was. So the main character is this very, very, you know, no slouch intellectually gifted woman, Sibylla, who had a child, Ludo, who is now 6, who already knows Japanese, Inuit, and Arabic, as well as all of his other accomplishments in mathematics and astronomy, all of which are on display in the novel. And Ludo's mother really refuses to tell him who his father is. And the two of them spend much of their day traveling on the Circle Line in London. That's how they spend their time.
So this is a story of a 6-year-old genius, his very brilliant mother, their relationship. It sounds interesting, but what makes it one of those books that you just couldn't put down and couldn't stop thinking of?
You know, I think it's the characters, the way that Sibylla and Ludo are described, the relationship between the two. They spend a lot of evenings at home watching and rewatching The Seven Samurais, Akira Kurosawa's great movie. And from that, Ludo gets the idea that his father is one of 7 men. And you watch, we read and participate in as Ludo interviews these various men to try to find out which is his father. You know, it was her first novel. It's one of those classics that very few people have read.
And you think more people should read it?
I absolutely think more people should read it, beginning with you, Marcy.
Okay. The book is called The Last Samurai. And the author is Helen DeWitt. And I guess as I head off to vacation, I'll be thinking about Sibylla and Ludo and the search for Ludo's dad.
You could do much worse.
Thank you, Nancy.
Maybe we just gave you a vacation read with Nancy Pearl and Marcy Silman there. You can see all of Nancy's book picks at our website, KUOW.org.